Seven Illegal Aliens Indicted for Helping Ron Singh's Accused Killer Avoid Arrest. By John Binder on January 30, 2019. Seven illegal aliens have been indicted by a grand jury for their alleged involvement in helping 32-year-old illegal alien Gustavo Perez Arriaga avoid arrest by California police after allegedly murdering 33-year-old police officer Renil Singh the day after Christmas. The day after Christmas, Singh pulled Perez Arriaga over on suspicion of drunk driving. That's when police say the illegal alien shot Singh. Over his police radio, Singh called out shots fired. And as police arrived at the scene of the traffic stop, they found the officer with a gunshot wound. Singh was transported to a nearby hospital, where he later died, leaving behind his wife Anamika, their newborn 5-month-old son, and the mourning Newman, California community. Perez Arriaga was arrested in December 2018 for the killing of Singh, a legal immigrant from Fiji, but was officially charged with the murder of a law enforcement officer this month. The illegal alien, whom authorities said is a known gang member, had been caught by police after a more than 50-hour manhunt. During that manhunt, prosecutors claim seven of Perez Arriaga's illegal alien friends and family members allegedly aided him in his attempt to flee to Mexico, the Fresno Bee reported. All seven illegal aliens have been charged with conspiring to help Perez Arriaga avoid arrest and help him flee to Mexico. The illegal aliens are each facing 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine if convicted. One of the illegal aliens is facing 10 years in prison for allegedly discarding of the accused killer's weapon that Singh was murdered with. The illegal aliens include Arriaga's brother, 34-year-old Conrado Virgen Arriaga. Arriaga's brother, 25-year-old Adrian Virgen. Arriaga's girlfriend, 30-year-old Annalide Cervantes. Arriaga's co-worker, 35-year-old Eric Razo Quiros. Arriaga's family member, 59-year-old Bernabe Madrigal Castaneda. Arriaga's family member, 57-year-old Maria Luisa Moreno. Arriaga's co-worker, 36-year-old Erasmo Villegas. Last week, a California judge has denied all seven illegal aliens release from prison. Illegal alien Eric Razo Quiros, accused of destroying the murder weapon, had been deported out of the U.S. twice. The affidavit of the alleged murder and attempted escape detailed a family affair where Arriaga's pickup truck, which police found with a bullet hole, had been covered up in a family member's garage with plywood allegedly by his brother, Conrado Virgen Arriaga, and co-worker, Eric Razo Quiros. The affidavit alleges that Arriaga, his brother, and co-worker planned to go to a construction site for a job following the murder but instead headed to their uncle's Stockton, California, ranch but were asked to leave by the aunt and uncle. In the meantime, police said Quiros, the suspect's co-worker, threw away Arriaga's gun in a trash can at the ranch. Adrian Virgen, Arriaga's brother, picked him up and took he and the co-worker to an aunt's house in Buttonwillow, California, to stay for the night. The next day, the aunt asked them to leave after finding out that her nephew was wanted for murder, the affidavit claims. Virgen said he lied to his aunt's husband in order to get him to loan him $400 that Arriaga then allegedly wire transferred to a human smuggler at the U.S.-Mexico border to help him escape the country. The smuggler was the same one that Virgen had used 4 years before to cross into the country legally. The suspect's brother then took him to Castaneda and Moreno's home in Bakersfield, California, where they stayed for a night. Castaneda and Virgen bought the suspect a new cell phone to use at a nearby Metro PCS store while the suspect's co-worker, Erasmo Villegas, brought him a change of clothes, the affidavit alleges. A $500 wire transfer was made by an unknown source, as well, to help the suspect escape to Mexico through the southern border. Before he could flee the country, as he allegedly planned, Arriaga surrendered at the relative's home when the Kern County Sheriff's Office SWAT team arrived on December 28 to take him into custody. Singh's brother, Reggie, said the alleged murder would have never occurred if not for California's sanctuary state law that shields criminal illegal aliens from deportation. This could have been preventable, if the immigration laws were different. It could have been preventable, Reggie said in a previous interview. The Department of Justice is currently suing the state of California for their sanctuary state policy. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.